morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David. Again and again, the Bible says that God's word is there to guide us to success, to be prosperous and successful. Joshua 1:8 says, Jesus says, whoever hears my words and puts them into practice is like a man who built his house on the rock. So taking the teachings in the Bible, hearing them, focusing on them, meditating on them, and then putting them into practice is the key to being prosperous and successful in life. I've been comparing this to who is probably the most popular teacher out there today on how to be prosperous and successful. That's Joel Osteen. I've been comparing what he teaches with what Scripture teaches. And so let me just kind of summarize today and make some concluding points. Remember, I think this says it all, Joel Osteen takes the verse in the Bible that I quote on this program all the time about how to be prosperous and successful and actually takes out key parts of what it says and replaces it with something it doesn't say and says he's getting it from the Bible. Now, that's where I think we're in danger, and you just need to be aware of that if you're reading his books, if you're watching his TV ministry. No matter who you're listening or watching, including myself, you want to always compare what is said with Scripture. The Bible itself commends those who will examine the Scriptures to see if what they are told is so. Even when it's the Apostle Paul, Acts chapter 17 says, who is the greatest preacher, you know, probably ever. Maybe Peter could be in that category. And the Bible says that those who listen and examine the Scriptures to see if these things were so were of noble character. So we want to do that with everyone. But I want to especially warn you, if someone actually changes what the Bible says and says they're quoting the Bible and the Scripture doesn't say what they're saying, that's a problem, in my opinion. So the Bible says, keep this book of the law on your lips always, meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Joel Osteen says in his book that the Bible says, if you will meditate on what God says about you day and night, you will have good success and prosper in everything you do. So he takes out the carefully do everything written in God's word and replaces it with think about what God says about you day and night. That's not what the verse says. And he says he's getting this from Joshua 1:8, and that's just absolutely not what it says. So is it true that by thinking positive thoughts about what God thinks about you, you'll be prosperous and successful? No, that's not what the Bible says. That's not what God has promised. That's not his word. What is true is that God says if you will listen to correction, if you will hear what the Bible says that you're doing wrong, that we are people who by nature have problems with anger. I need to grow so much in the area of conquering selfishness in my life, conquering anger in my life. And that's not, you know, my problem is not that I don't think positive enough thoughts about myself. No, the Bible teaches me that I need to be examining myself and following God with God's help, how to get better, how to grow. And that's the key to being prosperous and successful. The other thing that bothers me about this with Joel Osteen is that he doesn't have any gospel presentation anywhere. He's just writing to everyone and saying, whoever you are, whatever you believe about God, whatever you believe about Jesus, if you just think that God has positive thoughts about you all the time, then you're going to be prosperous and successful. Actually, if you're not saved, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, if you haven't trusted in him for your salvation, God doesn't have just positive thoughts about you all the time. God's wrath is building up against you for the day of judgment. It's only when you are forgiven through Jesus Christ that you're adopted into God's family, that you receive forgiveness, that you're free from all condemnation. Those are wonderful blessings. This is the good news of the gospel, but you have to believe in Jesus Christ and receive it. The path of salvation is not just thinking God has positive thoughts about me. The Bible teaches quite the opposite of that. So the context here is problematic as well. Now, I do think that there are cases where people need to think positive thoughts or think about God's positive thoughts of them. If you are a believer, if you have believed in Jesus Christ, then you need to know that all your sin is forgiven and God views you as perfectly righteous. God wants to bless you. God has plans for you. This is all true, And I have counseled people in my counseling ministry that struggle with this, that just think, oh, you know, no, God is against me all the time. And very often people are bitter with God because they think, look at what's going on in my life. God must be opposed to me. And that's not correct thinking. And much of the Bible says that, yes, we do need to have correct thoughts about who God is and God's love for us. But remember, it's in the context of having put your faith in Jesus Christ for salvation, having recognized that you're not a good person, that you have sinned against God, that you don't deserve his love, that you don't deserve his blessing, and you turn to him and receive the gift of eternal life, and then you seek to carefully apply everything in his word to your life, whether it's what Jesus says about how to overcome worry and anxiety in Matthew chapter 6, or what the Bible says again and again about overcoming anger by forgiving others, by focusing on how much God has forgiven you. Listen to what Jesus says in Luke chapter 6. He says, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man." Now, does that sound like Jesus is saying, expect preferential treatment from others, and others will treat you with preferentially? No, Jesus says, the path to success is actually when people hate you and reject you because of me. Don't expect preferential treatment. Jesus is saying, expect to be hated because of me, and then you will be blessed. That is a blessing. Our blessing ultimately comes not from other people thinking we're great people, but from following God and building our relationship with God and living for his glory. Jesus goes on to say, "But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you." Now notice, everything about what Jesus is saying here is focused on how you are going to treat others, how you are going to think about others, what you are going to do to others. Jesus never says the key to success is thinking highly of yourself or thinking that you're going to be successful in everything you do. No, Jesus focuses on your actions towards others, that you are loving others, forgiving others. And so this is what the Bible teaches about the path to success. And I do believe you can be successful. I do believe every person has the opportunity to trust in Christ and begin to think about the Bible and begin to put the Bible into practice in your life, and God promises you will be prosperous and successful. It's just not through positive thinking alone. That at times, in the right context, can be part of it, but the Bible focuses much more on thinking about God's Word and doing God's Word rather than thinking positive thoughts about yourself. Well, we have a counseling ministry at First Baptist Fairfax, and that is Christian counseling, and it's called New Life Christian Counseling. It's a new ministry we've started, and we would like to give you some coaching, some help in having victory, having success in key areas of your life based on biblical teachings. If that is something you are interested in, or you have a family member you're concerned about that might be interested in that, we offer that free of charge, and our goal is to help you know how to truly live a prosperous and successful life according to what the Bible teaches. So that's New Life Christian Counseling. It's a ministry of Fairfax First Baptist Church. It is offered free, and the number to call for information on that is 943-8237. I invite you and encourage you to come to church this Sunday. Hearing good Bible teaching is one of the ways you can keep your focus on God's Word and apply it to your life and be prosperous and successful. So we have our 9 o'clock service at Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray and an 11 o'clock service at Fairfax First Baptist Church, and you are always welcome to attend those services. But I encourage you to go somewhere this Sunday where you're going to hear good Bible teaching. The number to call if you have any questions about our services or about our counseling ministry is 943-8237. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.